Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
If you're throwing a party and you want to have some great appetizers, and you're having some of your vegan friends over, then have no fear. We've got the perfect way that you can entertain in a vegan style. Andrea, do you like to eat vegan food?
I do. I've incorporated a lot more vegan food into my lifestyle. I'm not 100% raw vegan, but definitely I'd say I am on the path to eventually becoming so.
Well, I am so excited to have the wonderful Brian Patton. He was a regular guy, and he started putting some videos on the web, and all of a sudden he got a book deal for his first book, The Sexy Vegan Cookbook, and now he's back with the Sexy Vegan Happy Hour at Home. Hello, Brian.
Hello. Yes, I'm back. I'm back.
Yes. So glad. I was so glad to see this book because it's so fun, and your sense of humor is fabulous, along with your incredible recipes in the table of contents. Andrea, I absolutely love, and you saw this as well, how he has these great, clever titles, and one of them is There's Nothing That Rhymes With Citrus. I thought that was great because all the other titles had different fun things, and it was a blast. So anyway, why don't you tell us a little bit about your happy hours and that interesting wait list that you have to go to your home?
So the happy hour, the whole idea just kind of started by accident where I would come home on a Friday, and I wouldn't... You know, all of my growth, like I'd be out of stuff because I had, you know, been consuming my food all week. So I only had a few cans of this in the pantry and a couple leaves of this in the crisper. So I started to just, instead of, you know, I wasn't able to make a big meal. So I just started making these small plates with whatever I had left over. And then I, you know, the wife and I would sit out on the balcony and you know, sip some wine and eat these small plates. And so I started doing that every week. It just became like a fun thing, fun, like nice little romantic thing to do. Until our friends started finding out about it, and they were like, where is our invitation to this extravaganza? So then what was once, you know, a nice thing for just me and my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, to do, now became more of like a job for me. Because friends wanted to come over, and we, you know, we only have room for a few people on the balcony, so we had to space them out. So we actually had sort of like this reservation booklet where we would say, okay, we're having these people over on this Friday, and then, oh, next week's the 23rd, we have this person and this person. So my summer sort of got booked up, and it went from being relaxing to a job. So I had to start, I started taking, but what was, of course, I enjoyed doing that, and I just started to develop all these recipes. I started to put a little more thought into these happy hour menus, and it just came a thing. And when the publisher, New World Library, said, hey, we like the way your first book sold. Do you have any ideas for another book? First I said, yes, of course I have ideas. And then I had to go make up a bunch of ideas. I didn't actually have any ideas at the time. but then I did realize, I was like, hey, I'm doing this happy hour thing. Do you think this would be a good book? And they said yes. So then we made it. And now here it is. And here I am talking to you.
That's awesome. So what got you into, you know, I guess, tell us your story. What got you into living a vegan lifestyle?
Well, I was not vegan, you know, for most of my life, for my first 28 years on the planet, and I started working for a company, it's called Veggin' Out, and we're a vegan delivery service, and I was working as a chef, prep cook type dude, and I'm executive chef there now, but I was really not healthy. I weighed about 260 pounds, and I'm only 5'10". It's not like I'm 8 feet tall, so it's not a good weight for a guy my height, and I just had a lot of bad habits, and I just wanted to clean myself up and feel better. So I was around this vegan food. I worked for this vegan company. I was like, I had just heard of quinoa. I didn't know what that was. I didn't know what kale was. I thought that went under my potato salad. So I there was a lot for me to learn, and I was being exposed to all this new stuff. I thought, I'll be vegan for a month. I'll see what it's like, and then, you know, maybe it'll be a kickstart to a healthier lifestyle. I'll go back to eating meat, but, you know, I'll make better choices. But after this month, the first month, I thought, this wasn't that hard. I feel pretty darn good. Dropped a few pounds. Let me see what happens if I go another month. So I kept going month by month. 10 months down the road, I had dropped 60 pounds, and I felt better than I had felt in, like, over a decade. So that, along with sort of, you know, just by virtue of being vegan, by searching vegan things, you can't help but come across the ethical aspects of veganism and how our traditional, you know, American food gets to us, and just, you know, the suffering that animals go through and stuff. So once that all came together, then I realized that I was just vegan for life.
You know, I think you make an interesting point, and I think for most people, you know, living a vegan or raw vegan lifestyle, it's a matter of being creative with what you can eat, because, you know, for people who don't like to cook, I mean, you happen to be a chef, which is amazing, but for
right.
people
that
who don't necessarily...
Helpful.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, for people who don't know how to cook or aren't very creative, I mean, that's why, you know, your cookbooks would be so important for anybody looking sure. to embark on a vegan lifestyle. But, you know, what I want to know is, you know, how did you get rid of any, did you, first of all, have any cravings for animal protein when you were in the process of going vegan? And how did you deal with them if you did?
Yeah, really, it was within the first month or the first few weeks. I found that I did not care about cheese at all, which is, I know that's crazy because that's the thing that people are like, I can't live without cheese, but that, like, I didn't care, like, dairy, I was done with dairy pretty quickly. But, you know, one day I was just driving, I'm like, I just want a turkey sandwich, that's all. I didn't want, like, a big steak
right.
or anything crazy, I just wanted a turkey sandwich, I don't know why,
right.
but I thought, but this was in my first month, so I thought, oh, that'll be my reward at the end of the month when I'm done being vegan. But that just never happened. So, you know,
right.
there had been a couple. See, one of the key things about being vegan, if you're going out or going to a party, you got to prepare. You got to know, you know, maybe there's not going to be food for you there, so you eat beforehand, bring something with you, whatever. There was one time where I did not do that. I went to a party. I did not eat beforehand. There was basically nothing there for me to eat. It was a wedding reception. It was at my friend's house. And they
so
had,
what did
like,
you do?
Shrimp or... They had shrimp hors d'oeuvres and all kinds of things, and so I just didn't eat. Although I did drink, so that caused a problem because so I found myself passed out on my friend's couch. It was about 2 in the morning. I woke up and my stomach was like, it was just grumbling. I had this pain. I needed to eat something. So and this again was within the first like month of me being vegan. So I went over to the fridge and I just started shoving shrimp in my face. I just, like, whatever food was there, I was just shoving it in my face. So, you know, that was a little bit of a sidetrack, you know, in that first month of being vegan, where I did sort of give in a very extreme circumstance. And I wasn't, you know, I wasn't grossed out by meat and stuff yet. So it wasn't like I was, like, eating this disgusting thing. I was like, oh, yeah, shrimp. I used to love shrimp. I'm eating it now. So, and then I kept looking over my shoulder because, you know, waiting for somebody to come around the corner and see me, like, scarfing down all this food. So, you know, you're going to have, even if you are on the path, you might have some accidents or dalliances or, you know, times of weakness. But, you know, you can't let it get you down. Just press on. And just, you know, keep your goal in mind and don't beat yourself up too much about it. I certainly didn't beat myself up, but I was pretty drunk at the time.
Yeah, well, then that could be part of the reason. That's great. Well, we
yeah.
don't have that much time left. We don't have that much time left, but what I'd love to touch on is the weight issue. We have about a minute left.
Okay.
And you mentioned how you lost a lot of weight from going vegan. So is that a side effect, you would say, from incorporating this lifestyle?
I would say for sure. You know, it started out I wanted to lose weight, but then it became I just wanted to be healthy, and I stopped
right.
focusing on the weight loss. And just as I felt better, I just started to look better. Weight came off. Like people said, the whites of my eyes got whiter, and my complexion improved. So I started to focus on being healthy inwardly, and forgot about the weight, and it was just ended up being a side effect.
Well, you know what's so great is that if people need to get started, I mean, this book and your first book, The Sexy Vegan Cookbook, and this is The Sexy Vegan's Happy Hour at Home, Small Plates, Big Flavors, and Potent Cocktails, then they can go right to the source and get all the great recipes.
Thank you for being on our show today, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.